Progressive companies long supported and promoted telecommuting. Now, it's standard practice. In the 1990s, Cisco began letting employees work remotely, cutting office rental costs by almost $200 million in the first year. A few years later, Sun Microsystems launched a similar initiative, with more than a third of its workforce working from home, saving $500 million over the next decade by placing staff closer to global customers. When the COVID-19 pandemic began in early 2020, millions of workers switched to remote work. Some companies saw productivity rise and costs drop. Employees are eager for remote work to continue, and many businesses plan to offer it more frequently and to more staff. For remote and hybrid work challenges, support, coaching, and tools are crucial. Remote work has its challenges: isolation and team dysfunction, plus technology issues that disrupt productivity. However, with effective leadership and adequate resources, virtual and hybrid teams can cut expenses, boost productivity, improve morale, and reduce turnover. Leaders should start new projects by uniting remote teams and building trust and familiarity either in person or virtually. In the beginning, meetings, whether face-to-face, online, or a mix, make sure everyone understands each other's roles, tools, rules, and aims. Keep meeting regularly to review these goals and talk about the best ways to use current and new technologies. Ensure all remote employees feel secure expressing their ideas and viewpoints. Remote team rules should stress polite listening and avoid criticizing others. Ensure all remote workers have the needed tools and know how to stay connected. Teach managers to appreciate remote workers and encourage everyone to speak up. Managers should also share their own mistakes to create a safe space for honesty. In virtual teams, trust forms quickly, called swift trust, especially with deadlines. This means team members trust each other right away to finish tasks until something breaks that trust. Build trust in remote teams. Trust is key for remote and hybrid teams to succeed. At first, you might trust new remote colleagues because of their experience and qualifications. Emotional trust comes later when they show they care and share your values. Most remote teams start with passable trust. Everyone does their part and relies on others to do the same. This basic level of trust is enough for many tasks. As teammates work together more, they build stronger emotional trust, which improves teamwork and performance. To avoid misunderstandings in cross-cultural teams, ensure everyone understands how their teammates work. Give time for everyone to get to know each other as they would in person. As they learn about each other's values and interests, they'll find common ground. To build trust with customers, understand their needs, special dates, and hobbies. Celebrate events like birthdays with virtual meetings and send surprise gifts. Talk about their interests outside work to build trust on both an emotional and intellectual level. Some leaders are uneasy managing unseen workers. Remote team leaders can't observe employees in person or read body language. Some companies respond by using invasive software to track every keystroke, monitor visited websites, and even activate cameras to watch employees all day. This erodes trust, reduces productivity, and can drive employees to quit. Good leaders, whether remote or in person, inspire their teams to perform well. Remote leaders should support and empower their employees to meet goals. Focus should be on results, not the time spent on screens. Leaders should evaluate whether individuals or teams are meeting or exceeding expectations and check on their growth and well-being. Ensuring a supportive and cohesive environment will help team members work better together. Remote and hybrid workers often outperform office-based ones. The results and outcomes are a good way to measure productivity. But, leaders worried about how remote workers spend their days shouldn't fret. Studies repeatedly show that well-supported remote workers often perform as well as or better than those in offices. For example, Ctrip, China's largest travel agency, saw a 13% boost in productivity when call center employees worked from home. Similarly, employees at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USTO, increased their productivity by nearly 5% when working remotely. These examples show that remote work can lead to significant productivity gains. Let remote workers manage themselves without constant oversight. They value the flexibility and freedom from commuting. Remote work reduces home stress and boosts career opportunities. Trusting remote workers leads to loyalty and better performance. ensure remote workers have the tools for autonomy, like equipment in a quiet workspace. Some feel overwhelmed working nonstop or amidst distractions from family or pets. Many also feel isolated without regular contact with colleagues or clients. To counter these challenges, ensure all team members share common goals and regularly collaborate. Equip them with what they need and coach them on creating a conducive home office setup. Technology inundation worries remote workers. Leaders must tackle this issue. Remote work relies on effective tools for collaboration. Email is limited. Instead, utilize real-time video calls and shared documents. These technologies mimic face-to-face interactions, promoting trust and mutual understanding among team members, akin to working together in an office environment. Even in teams working together in the same place, most tasks are done independently. So, synchronous communication isn't always necessary. For instance, someone in an office might email or text a coworker nearby for a quick tip, to set up a meeting, or to jog their memory. Similar tasks can be done remotely too. Optimize communication for team engagement. Text can be more immediate than emails. Visual meetings using web tools offer greater connection than phone calls or emails, but avoid overwhelming your team. You might not need a video meeting or even a call if a text or email suffices for the same information. For important messages, share asynchronously first, then hold a real-time meeting to answer questions. Using both methods shows urgency. Use secure platforms like Slack or Teams for sharing info and acknowledging team contributions publicly. Ensure everyone understands these tools and the group's communication norms. Encourage non-work discussions to promote comfort and trust online, which helps team collaboration. Agile approaches benefit remote and hybrid teams and operations. The creators of Agile originally designed it for teams working together in one place. But now, many different types of businesses are using Agile with teams that work remotely. They're finding that remote Agile teams can be just as successful, or even more so, than teams working together in an office. Just like in an office, remote teams can form small groups to handle projects. They can have quick daily meetings, called scrums, using video calls. Each team member gets their tasks and works on them independently. Every day, they come together online to discuss progress, ask questions, and support each other, just like they would in person. Remote and hybrid team leaders should be mindful of team dynamics and cross-cultural variations. Use video calls to see how team members react. Notice when frustration arises due to language barriers or impatience. Encourage native speakers to give non-native speakers time to express themselves fully. Everyone should understand each other's cultural norms without assuming based on nationality, language, or age. Get to know each team member personally. Cultural guidelines are helpful but don't tell the whole story. When teams of people work together from different places around the world, getting to know each other personally makes a big difference. It helps everyone feel comfortable speaking up and sharing their ideas. This builds trust and reduces conflicts, creating a positive cycle. It's important to set clear rules for how team members should interact, like respecting each other and listening carefully without being rude. For teams where some people work in the office and others work remotely, it's crucial to treat remote workers equally. They should have the same chances for promotions and good projects. Regularly giving feedback and recognizing their efforts is also key. Don't wait for scheduled meetings to talk to remote workers. Sometimes, just picking up the phone can make a big difference. Global virtual teams face inevitable and sometimes frequent crises. In today's world, businesses face constant challenges. Things are volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, VUCA. As the world gets more connected and competitive, change happens fast and can be hard to predict. Leaders must see both the big picture and the details. They need to stay updated on global events and think about how a protest or problem, even far away, could affect their company. Increasing diversity and inclusivity in your global teams brings more perspectives and ideas. This variety can help you handle and recover from crises more effectively. Key points. 1. Remote work, once rare, is now widespread, saving companies millions in office costs and boosting productivity. 2. Effective remote teams thrive with leadership that provides resources, builds trust, and encourages open communication. 3. Leaders should focus on results and team well-being, not on tracking screen time or micromanaging. 4. Remote workers excel with clear goals, support, and tools, but they also need connection to prevent isolation. 5. Using communication tools strategically helps teams stay engaged and avoids overburdening members. 6. Agile methods, originally for in-person teams, are successful in remote settings with daily updates and clear roles. 7. Equal treatment, cultural awareness, and inclusive practices are key to successful, diverse virtual teams in a changing world.